listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station! Yeah! Ooh, Woo! Tick, tick! Ha, ha! Woo! What's up, guys? Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Are you ready to raise your vibration?
Yeah, woo! Baby!
Woo! Man, oh man. What's up, beautiful people of this collective consciousness in which we are all taking part in? We are here to send you guys love. What's going on? I'm your host, Davey Crockett, LATalkRadio.com. You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. My co-host, the one, the only, J Money Pyro.
Ooh, what's up, you guys?
J Money, don't you got something to say to kick us off?
I do.
Listen up, listeners. This is just a little piece by our very own J Money Pyro. Check it out. It has a lot to do with, what's going on in the world. And we just thought it might be appropriate to, kick it off with something good, something different. So this is a little written piece by the one and only J Money Pyro. J Money Hydro. All right, ladies.
Yeah.
Check it.
Woo! I love this beat, David.
It's dope. What's up, Josh? What's up, J Money?
Yeah. Days grow dim, days grow grim. But I must understand that I have to be the whim of the future. No more past. I'm tired of people trying to make that shit last. Remembering the time of old school love, it brings back the memories, the ones I used to grub. And when I look at today's present, I feel like a trap soul or a fucking peasant. It's the present that needs to change. Care must be brought, love to be exchanged. Why must there be a war to be fought? The hate must die. Isn't that what we thought? If numbers stand for dollars, then maybe we should all be confined in collars. Are we a simple thing called a commodity? We are living in a world with hypocrisy. Let's look back at the things we can bring, and let's call it more than just a simple fucking thing. Some people ask for bright conclusions. How can love and hate make for right infusions? Woo! The possibilities can be great. However, there are things that we must create. Look deep into your mind. Do you feel that tingle up in your spine? That is something we call intuition, probably making your mind sign a petition to let your soul go, to let your soul grow. When speaking with the woman, don't get low. I know there are things to doubt, but why must I need to shout? To speak my name, to speak my fame? No, I have realized why I always feel the same. Is it the love that I dig for and can't be found? Or is it this beat and the wonderful sound? I don't know where life will bleed. I just know that there is something that I need. What is it? Some may ask. Maybe I wrote it down and placed it on my dash. That is my goal, to always have a purpose. There is something that you cannot simply purchase. Live life free, spread wings wide. Always set goals that cannot subside. Enjoy the cool air, feel the breeze. You are now relaxed and at ease.
Woo! Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, man.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful, Jay Money.
Oh, thank you so much, bro.
The one and only Josh Morgan. Thank you, brother. You know, I thought that that would just be appropriate to start out the show because, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, it's true. Josh is a wonderful lyricist. He is along with an amazing videographer.
Thanks, bro.
Is a phenomenal lyricist, and he is a definitely just a special, genuine individual, and that's why we're so blessed to have him on the show. Listeners,
yes.
Having that said, we have a wonderful show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about being taken advantage of.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, here's the point. When you hear being taken advantage of, what enters your mind? Well, probably a few things. Maybe you think, well, my boss takes advantage of me.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a kid and you think your parents take advantage of you when they probably don't. just kidding. or you know, you're a student and your teacher takes advantage of you. Not in that way kids get. You're like, well, Dave, you're the one that was thinking it. No. Seriously, so there's multiple aspects to being taken advantage of. The aspects include, you know, the advantager, the advantagee.
Totally.
Along with the circumstance, the situation, the relationship that the two individuals or the two entities have with each other. The reason why we're talking about this is because it is so important to know what you price yourself at.
Mm.
And what do I mean by that? Well, everybody says every man has his price. Usually that's referred to in a different way. Usually they're saying, you know, every man has his price until he sells out. Well, I like to think it's the exact same idea. You're selling out yourself when you're working for less than what you believe you should be working for.
I totally agree.
Right, so here's the point. Here's what I'm saying. I've been in situations, I've had multiple friends of mine that have been in situations where, you know, they're working for an employer or they're in a class and the employer or the teacher, one way or another, will simply not treat them with the respect, with the dignity that they deserve. For example, when you do work for a person, when somebody asks you to help them out, or, you know, oh, can you do this? Can you do that? Or, you know, just anything in where somebody is asking for your services, taking time out of your day, priceless time, and using your work, and then at the end of the day, when you've worked, when you've done your deed, you've helped this person out, they've told you what to do, this and that, or in the teacher-student relationship, you do all the work the teacher asks, you do the extra credit, you talk to the teacher after class, you come to the extra conference, you know, class conferences, class meetings to get the stuff, but this teacher just won't give it to you, just doesn't like you, or this employer just has something against you, right? Now, what I'm saying is you don't need to accept that. You don't need to be the one that says, okay, I accept that. Josh.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in a situation before where you personally have been taken advantage of?
Too many times,
right,
David.
Because you're a nice guy. Talk to me.
Okay. I run my own business.
You
80% of the time.
JM Media, everybody. By the way, JM Media, check it out. You can check them out on YouTube, jmmedia.com. Just check it out. Josh Morgan Media.
Yeah, there we go.
JoshMorganMedia.com.
All right.
Check it out.
When I was first starting off the videography industry, the media industry.
Right.
I had mediocre equipment, but I still, pretty good results with my equipment. You know, I made pretty decent videos starting off. I don't mean to brag or anything, but
I don't mean to brag. It was pretty much the shit.
It wasn't the shit, but
it was
decent enough to get people's attention.
It was awesome. It was great. I've seen them. They're wonderful.
And I was starting off when I was 15, 16 years old, and I cannot stress enough how many people just took advantage of me. Hey, right. I'll give you $50 for 10 hours of work.
Wow.
And I was a kid. I was like, oh, $50? Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't have contracts back then. You know, right. Now I'm an established business. You know, I have a contract.
Absolutely.
I have a website. You know, no one can take advantage of me anymore. But I also work in a studio, Movies by Kids. That's a great place, guys. If you need birthday party, like, we do really cool music video birthday parties. If you want to check it out, it's moviesbykids.com. We're located in Calabasas. You come by, I'll MC and video your birthday. We'll make a huge. We're shoot in front of a huge blue screen. It's really good stuff.
It's a good time.
Yeah,
it's a good time. It's a fun time.
Exactly. I work for that company. I love it. I'm just saying, for bigger corporations that treat their customers like crap, you know, guys, we are humans living in a society. Sometimes you have to look beyond the money. I know it's difficult to do, but sometimes you have to look beyond the money. You know, we live in a society. We are humans. This is what separates us from animals, and, you know, we're humans.
It's
you
true.
You got to be humane about things.
Exactly. There's
yeah.
What I like to point I'd like to bring up, what Josh said. Yes, we are human beings. We, as a society, have collectively chosen money to be our form of currency, our form of the way our society operates. That is not a natural impact on a society, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to get into the currency system, the money, the Federal Reserve, where our money is going. By the way, if you guys are interested in
all, oh my goodness.
You should check out, it's called U.S. Debt, what's it, U.S. debt?
U.S. debt clock
dot org. Right. U.S. debt clock dot org.
It gives you real time numbers of what's going on with trade, currency, and how much we are in debt.
Right.
Not to mention the mortgage debt,
right.
Loan,
student
all that.
Loan,
all that,
social security.
Yeah,
every,
all that stuff. It counts all the revenues, all that stuff.
It counts everything, guys. So this is actually very fascinating. If you just want to check it out, it really shows you how not important. Like, seriously, okay, if you check out this website, you're going to look at it and be like, money doesn't matter anymore. there's too much of it for it to matter. Seriously,
yeah.
There's too much of it going around for it to make a difference. The only reason why a dear friend of ours mentioned this, and it's very true, the only reason why money works in our society is because people believe it does.
Yes.
The only reason why money works in our society is because people believe it does. Now, let's take that all the way back down to being taken advantage of.
Oh. Yeah.
So with these trillions and trillions of dollars going around left and right on a moment-to-moment basis, usdebtclock.org, check it out, trillions of dollars going back and forth, da-da-da. And then you come back to your little sacred spot. You come home. You go to the grocery. You go to the grocery store. You buy your groceries, get your milk, your steak, your veggies, blah, 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 right? All of a sudden, you're $100 less. You're $100 in the negative.
Yeah.
Well, what do? You wake up the next morning and you go to work, right?
Yeah.
You work your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
You put so much of your time, so much of your energy, right, into completing what somebody else is telling you to do for somebody else's dream, for somebody else's business, right? And they still don't completely meet your standard of what you believe you're worth.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. So we have trillions of dollars going around, and then you're busting your ass for $100 that you're not even fully, you know, compensated to the point that you believe you should be.
No. Yeah.
What we're talking about here is breaking a barrier within yourself and your employer or your teacher or your family, whatever, breaking a barrier with the people that you feel like are taking advantage of you and fully completing the full circle so you can finally resonate with what you feel you should be accommodated with. People, we're talking about living up to what you believe you're worth. That is everything. That is everything. Working for what you believe you're worth, think about that. That's literally, you're selling yourself, right? There's two types of people in this world. There's people who live their dreams, and then there's people who help people live their dreams. The people that live their dreams have an unspoken responsibility to unconditionally take care of the people that are helping you live your dreams. This is called an agreement. This has resonance, right? This is good. This is what we call having compassion and understanding, right? Being on the same page. This is so vitally important. To your well-being, that you feel like you are worth what you're working for, what you're doing, right? You're trying to pass a class. You put all your energy into passing this class. There's just the teacher that doesn't like you. I've had multiple teachers, for some reason, teachers either love me or hate me. That's just the way it's always been. They really like me and we're cool and we're good. Or they just don't like me. And there is this one teacher specifically. It was for a communications class. He had one out for me, man. The day I walked in the door, he had one out for me. And I did everything he asked in the class. I did the extra credit work. I came to the extra speeches. I came on a Saturday, man. Come on. You know?
Yeah.
Did the extra class. Did everything. And my speeches were good. Like, I'm not saying, oh, I'm so great. But they were good. I know what a good speech is. I know what a bad speech, you know. I went up and I presented the speech and they were good. They were good speeches. They were. Thanks, Josh. He gave me a D-.
That son of a bitch.
No. But here's the thing. Every single one of my speeches, he either failed me or, like, gave me a D or, like, I think I got a C on one of them. The funny thing, though, is my friends, like the people that I was sitting next to in the class. Now, I wasn't like really friends with these people. I just sat next to them and I got to know them throughout the class. They were all like, David, this teacher does not like you. Like, they saw it. It was so apparently clear. They were like, David, that was a great speech. Like, that was a good speech. Like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. And I even remember there was a joke about it going around in like our little group in the class of like, oh, like don't let David do it. Like, you know, like, because I was like, the teacher did not like me and I didn't do anything about it. I ended up having to retake the class because he didn't pass me. Well, what I'm talking about is what would have happened if in the very beginning of the class, I approached him when I knew that he had something out for me. And I said, listen, sir, with all due respect, I want us to be on the same page. You know, you're my professor, you're my teacher, I'm your student, I'm here to learn, right? And I just want you to know that I will do everything that I have to in this class to make sure that I meet the proper requirements. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what I should have done is approached him after he gave me a D, and I should have said, excuse me, professor, why do I deserve this, right? I believe I did a good job. But I was too scared I was too wimpy to go up to him because I was afraid of confronting him. I was afraid of hearing, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that and you didn't do this and you didn't do that, because I would have disagreed with him. Because I did do, I met the criteria, right? Long story short is what I'm saying, people, you need to stand up for what you believe in. You need to stand up for yourself.
Yeah. Confrontation.
Confrontation. People will take advantage of people that don't stand up for themselves.
Confrontation, man.
I've learned it the hard way. I've lived my entire life with people in different circumstances taking advantage of me because I've been too damn nice. Because I'm too... And I'm not saying... Now, I'm not saying that everybody has to get this edge on and be a dick about it, yeah, right? No, being super nice, being ultra nice, spreading happiness is the way to go. That's the only way to go. Have a good vibration, high vibration, happiness, love, light, joy, laughter, all that goodness.
But if you're running a business,
thank
guys,
you.
If you're running a business, you have to treat your staff properly.
Right.
Okay? If it's time to pay them, that is your obligation.
Right.
No wimping out on payments, no cheating. All
exactly.
Right? We live in a capitalistic government, unfortunately, but since we live in a capitalistic country, we have to work together, not separate from each other. Again, we live in a society where we have to help and be honest to each other.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so true. And along with that, not only employers, but workers, people, if you feel like you deserve more, but you're afraid to ask, that's something, an energetic pocket in you that you are not allowing to come to surface. And that can cause sickness, that can cause other things, right? When you keep things down, when you...
Depression.
Seriously, I got depressed when I would find all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I thought I was working for this much, I got this much. That's depressing. You feel used, you feel taken advantage of, right? And everybody, they're buddy-buddy, they're so buddy-buddy with you. Oh, thanks so much, oh, we got you, oh, you're the best. Yeah, here's 80% of what I really owe you.
Yeah, what yeah, the hell is up with
that? What is
that?
Listen, guys, we got a caller on the air.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you for calling the Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Josh. It's Becca.
What's up,
hey,
Becca? How you doing today?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're just trying to get the workers out there to stand up for themselves. We're trying to get the workers, the students, the...
I know.
You know, because it's so easy. What's going on? Talk to us.
No, I just wanted to tell you a story about my job that I had.
Let's hear it.
Since I was 16, I was babysitting for these neighbors.
Okay.
And they always relied on me, and I did everything. I love kids. I want to be like a teacher with little kids.
That's beautiful.
Or take care of kids. So
yes.
I was paid like something really like $9 an hour. Okay, that's
okay.
Fine. But I would do everything. I would play with them and feed them and sing to them so they go to bed. I was good, and I'm very good. So
right.
After about 2 years, our other neighbor turned 16, and she started asking them if she could help them babysit. And they found out they could pay her $7 an hour.
Wow.
So they got rid of me, and they started using her.
You're kidding.
So, no. So, I mean, I can't believe it. So I got another job babysitting with other people, and I told them I wanted $10 an hour. And they started paying me, but, you know, you can't be a babysitter, and I'm 22 now. So
okay.
I went back to school. I went to nanny school.
Nice.
Yeah. And I love kids. So I went to nanny school, and then I got my CPR license. So that is, you know, that kind of puts you in a different category.
Okay. So you can start
CPR,
kind of working. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's an emergency.
Right.
So I did that.
So you have more knowledge.
Now.
So you,
now.
Right.
I'm making $25 an hour.
Yeah, mula, mula, mula.
Yes, exactly.
I am a nanny. I am a nanny. I'm a certified nanny.
Yeah.
So I don't have to work for $9 an hour and
hell
have
yeah.
some other person. I'm a specialist. So what I'm saying is you've got to tell your listeners to get a specialty and be the best. Get certificates. And put yourself out there online.
Yeah.
Get a website. Get a specialty. Mm. If you have a specialty, you're way above all those other 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
way above them.
It's true.
So if you get a specialty, you are going to be called, not just the person that they're going to pay.
Yeah.
Because when you go there and you do everything they want and they, you know, you have to look the part too. Mm-hmm. I had to look really, you know, clean and just very
right,
neat.
Of course,
and
of course.
And I dressed down and I look very appropriate. So I had to do that and they trust me and I'm making $25 an hour.
That's the way to go. That's
being
right.
a nanny to these children. I go pick them up after school. I bring them home. I feed them dinner. I put them to bed. I make so much money now and it's just because I got a specialty.
Exactly.
And I'm good.
And that's...
And I love what I do.
Right.
I love. You gotta love what you do or you'll hate it.
It's absolutely true. What else, you know, is a huge aspect of how much money you make is what you know how to do, right?
Yeah.
You can't just be any old guy, you know, coming off the street and then,
right.
you know, coming into a job that you have no specialty and you have no idea how to do it and then start demanding more money because you feel like you are owed more money. It's not really like that. I'm more referring to... you know, people that are completely suited for what they do and people that have been doing what they've been doing for quite some time and just don't have the cojones to walk up to their employer and be like, listen, I've been working for you for a year. I either think I deserve more money or I think that we need to work out some sort of compensation because I feel taken advantage of. I do this for you, I do this for you, and then you write it out. You say, you know, I do this, I've done this, I do this, I do this, this takes this much gas, I do this for you, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, I'm only making X amount of dollars after this and this and this and this, when somebody else over here that's doing the same thing as me is making this much money. I said, you know what, this job, you can say this, you know, this job is... important to me and I want to stay here, I want to do this, but I also feel like it is extremely important for both parties to feel like they're on the same page when it comes to financial when it comes to the financial aspect of the job, right? People need to feel like they're being compensated for what their work is.
You're absolutely right.
If there is something, listeners, if there's something that you have in mind that you want to do, something that you know you want to do and you can make good money at, right? But you just don't have the degree for it. You don't have the certificate. You don't have the classes for it. Well, that's your answer right there. You got to get up off of that ass, hey? What's that? Get up off that thing. Made you feel better. Get up off of that thing. Made you feel good. Some James Brown, right?
Yeah.
Get up off of that thing.
Yeah, boom.
Get your damn certificate.
Get your certificate.
Start looking for jobs. Like you said, put yourself out there. Put yourself off the internet. Put posters up. Do whatever you can to get heard, to get seen. Do you know what I'm saying? And then after that, that's when you... have the specialties, that's when you have the knowledge, the certificate that people like to see just so they know that you know what you're doing, right? Once you have that, then that gives you the authority. That certificate, that knowledge gives you the authority to say, well, it's time for me to make this much money.
Yes.
It's time for me to make... And if they don't, listeners, this is such a big thing that you need, that people need to understand, is that you are not tied. You do not have a ball and chain to your job. You may be not the most financially, you know, set person in the world, and you think you need your job. Well, yes, you need a job, but if you're working at a job that is not doing it for you, They're treating you wrong. They're taking advantage of you. Listen, guys, the world is your playground. Go out and do something else. I'm not saying quit your job, just quit it and then go find something. No. Take your time, get the extra degree, get the extra certificate, or if you already have the certificate and they're just taking advantage of you, take the extra time that you have when you get off work and look for a job that will agree to what you believe you should be paying for.
Yes.
You should be paid for.
God. You know, it is so important. When you said that you need to do what you love, people don't understand how good it feels. You know?
It's true.
My dad wanted me to be a mechanical engineer, and I don't want to be stuck in a freaking cubicle working 12-hour days. I want to be behind a camera, directing, producing, editing, you know, just that feel, that warmth you get inside of yourself. It feels so good.
Exactly.
So good.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, like 6 months ago, that same family who dumped me for that girl.
Yeah.
Asked me really at the last minute if they could babysit, if I could babysit.
And what'd you say?
I had a cry. I told them, yeah, sure, but I charge $25 an hour now.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
And they said, oh, okay. And you know what? They used me because they had an emergency, so.
So they had to use you. And you walked away with $25 an hour.
Boom. I walked away with $75. They were gone for 3 hours.
Well, right, totally. That's great. And that's the way you got to do it. That's the way you got to do it.
Yeah.
So, well, I...
So you can blame nobody but yourself because you got to get skills and you have to not, like you said, Dave, be wimpy. You've got to speak up and nobody else can you blame if you don't stand up and you don't work and you don't go for it. You just have to do
it. It's absolutely true.
And then it is competition out there, and it's hard sometimes, but you just have to do it.
You do.
And keep up the faith.
Yes. Well, you sound like a very motivational individual.
I actually have a really useful quote.
Sure.
A really useful quote.
Okay.
A rich man plans for 4 years in advance. A poor man plans for the weekend. Remember that. Remember that.
I like that. And let's see. A rich man plans for 4 years ahead. A poor man plans for the weekend. And an enlightened man doesn't plan at all and lives in the moment. Oh! Well.
Yeah.
Because the enlightened man understands that in 4 years, all that matters is the moment. And it's all going to work out if we're just living in the moment.
Yeah.
And standing up for what we believe we should be paid for. I'm just messing. No, I appreciate that quote, Josh. It's true. It's very, very true. Thank you so much for calling. I really, really appreciate it. We are sending you unconditional love and appreciation from the Vibration Station studio.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.
You have a wonderful day.
And bye-bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
What a sweet girl. What a sweet girl.
Sweet
Thank
woman.
You so
Thank
much
you very
for
much
calling.
For the call. Greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you guys want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got the one and only J Money Pyro, Josh Morgan. How you doing, brother?
Hey, dude, I'm doing all right, man.
Yeah?
It's a Sunday. You know, it's a little depressing since tomorrow is Monday. But being here in the studio with all these good vibrations flying around, I really feel good.
It's always a good vibration in the studio, my brother. What we are talking about, if you just tuned in with us, is standing up when you feel like you're being taken advantage of. It is so important because the person that is taking advantage of you has no upper authority, even if they're your boss or your teacher or your blah.
What about a girlfriend?
Same idea.
Oh, man. It's a lot, in my opinion, I think it's a lot tougher if your girlfriend or boyfriend are taking advantage of you.
Oh, of course. Well, that's a whole,
I mean, damn, dude.
That's a whole other thing.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a whole other subject.
I mean, advantage is advantage, but like, holy crap, man. I mean, if you're in love with somebody, and they just want you for your money, I mean, wow.
Well, here's the thing: if somebody is taking advantage of you in a relationship, that person obviously doesn't love you.
Yeah.
They love the idea of what you have, and they want to be a part of that. They love the idea of whatever it is that, you know, you serve for them. They don't love you. I mean, that's kind of harsh to say, but if you think about it, nobody would take advantage of another individual if they truly loved and cared about their well-being. They would, if anything, do the opposite of take advantage of, but want to aid and assist that individual. If it comes to people taking advantage of other people in a relationship, I mean, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, that's a whole other thing. That's where, you know, you really need to analyze why you're in the relationship. If you know you're being taken advantage of, and it's been an ongoing thing, and you've talked about it, and it still is happening, then you really need to analyze why you're still in the relationship and what is serving you in that relationship.
Yeah, if you think you're getting taken advantage of and you need some advice, how about you give us a call?
There you go.
323-203-0815.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you want to email us, you can also do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, that's Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Seriously, guys, if you feel like you are worth more, you should be treated better, you should be talked to nicer,
yeah,
you should be approached in a kind way,
yeah,
talk about it, tell the person, confront it, because it will never change if you don't change it. People that are so ready to take advantage of another individual are blind to anything else outside of what they're already doing, what relationship they already have with that individual. You think that the person taking advantage of you is going to come up to you one day and be like, I'm so sorry, I just realized that I've been taking advantage of you for the past 2 years.
That ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You need to go up to them and be like, excuse me, with all due respect, I feel like maybe I'm being taken advantage of a little bit because, and then you name your reasons, ...
In a professional manner.
In a professional manner. There's also a way to do it, right? You don't bust down the doors, be like, F you, man.
F you.
Like, you know, that's...
Come with me if you want to live. With the shotgun, John Connor, you are taking advantage of me. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. I like that. Good one, Josh.
Thanks, man.
Right. Josh, so in the scenario that you were taken advantage of when people starting out, when you first started your company, people were calling you, taking advantage of you, trying to pay you.
Left and right, man. Left and
right. For nothing,
advantage.
Right? And isn't it amazing? That's another thing I want to, you know, talk about how we were talking earlier in the show. We were talking about... you know, money in a society and how, you know, there's trillions of dollars in debt and just trillions of dollars that's going around. And then here's the individual that, by the way, if you check out usdebtclock.org, you'll actually see that the average or the individual per person, what per person owes the government?
It's about over 10 grand.
Or it's 50 grand.
Per person?
Per person. Or was it per family? Was that per family?
No, per family, it's over 100 grand.
Per family, it's over 100 grand. Per person? I think per person was like 50 grand or like maybe it's 10. Something like that. It's something ridiculous.
You know what? Let's look up the numbers right
sure,
now.
Sure, we can. Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. But
these are real-time numbers. So as you see it's happening in real life. Real time. There you go.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing, guys.
I see a lot of red numbers. That's not a good thing.
It's phenomenal. What's okay? Right. Oh, the personal debt per person is $50,606.
Oh God.
Just per person, it's so every person you look at, me, Josh, the person that's driving next to you in their car, the passenger in the seat, You know, the person next to your desk right now, they owe the government $50,000. $50,000. $50,606. Okay. That's per person. And then you're going into work, working your ass off, being taken advantage of to come home and still find out that you owe the government $50,000. Just when you wake up. There's babies being born right now. They owe the government. The babies, like the 100 babies that were just born this 1 second. Yeah, they owe the government $50,000. So what I'm saying here is you are worth as much as you think you are. You are worth as much as you allow yourself to be worth. Do not let people overtake your life. And also understand and know that the people that you are helping, the people that you are working for, they need your services. It's not just like, it's not like they're strictly helping you, they're strictly employing you. No. They're employing you because you do work for them. I'm just talking about being even.
Now, there's a difference between helping out a friend and working for a client.
Of course.
Okay. Now, if you have a really good friend, like my close friend David over here,
close
if he was
Josh.
Like, hey, listen, bro, you know, I need you to film, you know, my birthday and, you know, I'm
my, music of,
my music video. My music video. I'm kind of low on cash. You know what I would say? David, I never want you to say cash and David in the same sentence again.
Get out of town.
Or help me and cash in the same sentence.
And you know what I would say? Because I do unconditionally love and care about him, and this is the way that communication should go within the business force, right? Even it's the same idea, right? Josh is like, hey Dave, don't worry about it, man. I don't say the word cash, don't even bring it up. I would say absolutely not. I would say, Josh, if you're going to film, if I'm going to ask you to set a day, take time out, film a birthday party for me, or if you're going to come and film, you know, like if we're going to take a day, Josh did film a music video for me, and he didn't charge me a dime.
Check it out on YouTube. Davey Crockett's Crockett, JM Media. Check it out on YouTube. It's bomb.
Yeah, JM Crockett. Type in JM Crockett, C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T, JM. It'll come up. It's really cool. He did it out of the kindness of his heart. I wanted to pay him. He's not going to do it. But if he were to film something like you know, that would take hours and that would take like a full, like, you know, you got to set up and blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, Josh, there's no way, man. I'm definitely going to pay you. And then he'd be like, no. But what I'm saying is the energy is different. The energy, the vibration is different.
Yeah.
It's not how much could I save. It's not how much could me as a business owner, how much can I save, you know, and, you know, by not paying my employees. And, you know, as a worker, it's not, oh, well, you know, I hope that I can get this much because, you know, if I'm working this much, I feel like I should get more, but I feel like I don't want to talk to my employee. No. We need to have a perfect state of resonance, folks. We need to feel the vibes, right?
Feel the vibes.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Listen up, guys. We are going to take a quick musical break. As you know, the Vibration Station is avid fans and listeners of Chances Are Good. We just want to remind you guys that it's all about unconditional love, appreciation, laughter, joy, and being in perfect harmony with one another, right? Check it out, guys. This is Who Am I? Chances Are Good. Check him out on Bandcamp. Love the song.
Woo!
Love the vibration.
It sounds groovy.
Beautiful. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Check it out. Chances Are Good.
Who am I? Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Air is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind. Make him face the mirror, who am I? Repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brush strokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match. Love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back. So he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials. Totally invisible, so go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still. Follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes. Beautiful and magical, I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders. That his body sits on, he exists in all dimensions. A time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him. He abides inside the nothing, emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence.
Peanut butter to my ears.
Yes, peanut butter to my ears. Absolutely, guys. That is Chances Are Good. Check him out. Chances Are Good Bandcamp. This is a good one, too. It's all good. It's all good. So, straight up, guys, this is what we're trying to really get into your head, is that you are whoever you want to be. We are giving you this recipe. Each show here is a recipe for the completion of your full self. It's about just working through all these aspects of the human experience and mm-hmm. finding what is out of alignment and aligning it.
Yes.
Finding the things that we wish to change in our lives and changing them, shifting them, because now is the time. Now is the time.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't do something. Not even your parents, not even your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, children. You do it.
You do it.
You do it.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, guys. You see, the reason why we play these songs and we talk about these things is because it is truly the most important thing in the world, is that you understand how infinite and limitless you are, is that you understand your full potential as an individual. We at the Vibration Station unconditionally love you, unconditionally support you in anything that you wish to do. And we will always be here to
to back you.
If you guys want to email us, you can do that. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. And if you want to call in, you can call 323-203-0815. Well, don't call in right now. Call in next Sunday.
Yeah.
Seriously, guys, we just love you. We are the warriors of this collective consciousness of understanding, hopping on this boat of happiness and joy and laughter and pursuing your dreams and being supported by the things that you love to do and being infinitely abundant in all aspects of your life, because it is so obtainable. That is our natural state, and we're just reminding you to vibrate to that.
We are the movement of the new revolution to the positive resolution.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh.
The Vibration Station always sends you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. Check out our Facebook. Check out our Twitter.
Yeah.
Check out everything.
Ooh.
We love you guys. We'll see you next Sunday. Blessings.
Peace and love.
Peace.
This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sat.